This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. Salvadorians turned out in large numbers yesterday in a tense election. It turned power over to the leftist party of the country's former guerrillas. This marks a change of two decades of right-wing party rule, 17 years after peace accords ended El Salvador's brutal civil war. Sarah Yana is Latin American bureau chief for the Christian Science Monitor. And Sarah, put this into context for us. I mean, there are many Salvadorians in the U.S. who came here in part because of the violence. Is the country now at a place of reconciliation where this marks a closing of a chapter?
Well, it was a very polarized race, but people are saying this is a point of political maturation. They are definitely putting something behind them, and they're voting for change. They were not voting necessarily on ideological lines. The ruling party had been in power for 20 years, and people are voting on concerns about the economy and on crime.
So when you say that it was a tough election or that there were some strains, how was the election carried out in terms of campaign messaging?
Well, one of the major themes here is that the ruling party really tried to paint the leftists as allies of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. So you're going around San Salvador, and there are billboards of the leftist candidate, Mauricio Funes, who actually comes from outside the leftist camp, but he's photoed with Hugo Chavez all over the city.
I was curious. There was one article that talked about Mr. Funes using the words safe change. It's like, you know, change is everywhere. All politicians are using the phrase change. But what does safe change mean? It's, I guess, in part because of the past of the country that the word safe was added to change?
Exactly. He was just trying to fight back against the message that voting in the party of, you know, former Marxist guerrillas does not mean a return to the war. You know, the war ended in 1992, and I think that this is a sign that people are putting that behind them, but it's in the undercurrent of every conversation here. And, you know, you talk to people and they do talk about former communists and whether this means that, you know, El Salvador is going too far to the left. So he was just trying to fight and say, this is a change, but it's not a change back to the Cold War. This is a new change for the country.
What do religious affiliations tell us about how people voted?
Well, one of the interesting things in this race was that the evangelical vote was key. Evangelicals comprise about 30% of the population. And in El Salvador, they have tended to vote on the right. But this race showed us that about 60% were voting for the left. And it was a huge change here.
And are any of these Salvadorians I mentioned who've come to the States, did any of them participate in the election?
Yes, they say millions of or thousands of them came back for the race. So, it was a huge part. I mean, up to a third of this country lives abroad, and they send remittances that are hugely important to the economy, about 20%. So they were following the race from the U.S., and many of them returned to participate.
Well, Sarah, thanks so much. That was Sarah Yana, Latin American Bureau Chief for the Christian Science Monitor.